Hello and welcome to the WebSurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Pokemon Go has had a positive impact on m-commerce. The UK is seeing e-commerce growth and Instagram reaches 1 billion downloads on Google Play. A study has found that the success of Pokemon Go has had a surprisingly positive effect on mobile commerce. Docomo Digital has found that the game's success has led to a 10% rise in mobile commerce revenue among the four leading merchants on Google Play. By looking at figures from Google Play before and after the game's launch, it was discovered that Pokemon Go had originally damaged the revenue of competitors like Clash of Clans developers King.com. However, it showed that more recently, Pokemon Go's success had encouraged users to spend more on and through their mobile devices, with the top four app developers all recently seeing higher revenue than before the launch of the app. The CEO of Docomo Digital stated that the results were very promising for the future of m-commerce. The UK is experiencing its highest e-commerce growth in nearly 2 years. Figures from the IMRG Capgemini Sales Index shows that online retail sales have increased by 18% since this time last year, the strongest year-on-year growth since November 2014. It's been estimated that the drive in online spending was due to record-breaking temperatures experienced in the country during the early summer months, as the clothes sector led the way with a 22% growth over the course of the month, with subsectors like accessories and lingerie seeing the biggest gains. Whilst July of this year proved to be a good month for British e-commerce, the average cost of each order actually decreased by 2.6% from June. IMRG's Chief Information Officer Tina Spooner pointed out that whilst the UK was forecast for an 11% online growth for the year, it was currently heading for at least 15% and a good August due to a weak performance for the same month last year. Instagram has entered a very exclusive club by hitting 1 billion downloads on Google Play, becoming just the 19th app to hit the milestone. The news puts Instagram's parent company Facebook, whose flagship app also has 1 billion downloads, way ahead of its social media competition on Google Play. The only other social app that hit the 1 billion downloads barrier is Google+, which suffers from low engagement and has seen a dramatic slowdown of downloads over the last few months. Instagram, which currently has 500 million total users, has seen a recent rise in interest following its release of the new Instagram Stories feature, which bears an uncanny resemblance to Snapchat's Stories feature. Meanwhile, Facebook's other social apps, WhatsApp and Messenger, continue to help the company dominate the mobile market, with 1.5 billion active users, an annual increase of 20%. South Korean tech giants Naver and Kakao have come under fire from smaller local tech companies after claims of plagiarism. The chief of Nara Infotech Co., a Korean spellcheck program developer, has claimed that a program that took his company over a quarter of a century to develop has simply been lifted and copied by both Naver and Kakao. Kwon Hyuk Chul said on Facebook that Naver released its own Korean spellcheck program, which functioned extremely similarly to our program, following which Kakao's Daum portal did the same and even made its application program interface public. Both companies have denied the allegations, with Kakao claiming that their program was developed in 2014 and did not utilize any form of reverse engineering. And finally, Baidu has filed a lawsuit against Tencent Holdings and Sohu.com. Baidu claims that both companies carried articles on their various outlets that contained inaccuracies that caused serious adverse effects on its reputation. The articles in question, which are still available, claim that staff in a Baidu Waimai restaurant washed food in toilet water and used expired ingredients in meals. The company is asking for 500,000 won in compensation for the comments, plus an apology to be printed in a national newspaper. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.